What is up, everybody? This is Nicholas Beckham Coy, and this is my podcast, Rebel Roots. I just want to start off by saying that I am super grateful to have this opportunity arise in my life. I am a transgender male, and I've been on my journey for about a year now. And actually, tomorrow, November 25th, is going to be my 1 year birthday on testosterone. So I am very, very excited about that. I've changed in so many ways, not only physically. I think that a lot of the times people talk about transitioning and they more or less notice the physical appearance. And although, yes, that is a thing, I think for me, a big part of my journey has been the emotional journey that I've gone through within myself and the strength, courage, and really pronounced ways that I have walked in myself authentically, walking in my life and choosing myself every single day has really brought out so much, including this podcast and my life coaching business. For those that don't know me, I am a life coach on the side of this, and I aim to help and mentor trans youth, transgender people, and every person from the LGBTQ plus community, along with allies. Granted, there is other people that I'm talking to and connecting with at this point, but that is my aim. That is my story. That is what I connect to, being a person that has gone through trials and tribulations of not having my family be accepting of me, not having those people there to really be able to support me, the people that said that they were going to be my blood, that had given birth to me, turn their backs and tell me that I was destroying them, and that I was destroying me, and that I was living in sin, and really shunned me. And so, what I want for this podcast is to bring those situations into light. As being a life coach, I want to bring mindfulness into this. I know in my personal journey, I was introduced to a thing called Yoga Nidra. And Yoga Nidra has been a practice that I do religiously every single morning and every single night before I go to bed, right when I wake up. And it has brought a state of mindfulness and awareness. So when hard situations come up, when body dysphoria comes up, I'm able to step back from myself and observe these situations and not identify real like emotions and feelings to these things and just really let them come and go as they're meant to. And so I want to not only bring forth real situations, real conversations with a bunch of different people, but bring the mindfulness aspect to this. I think every other week, this is still a work in progress, obviously, but every other week, I'm going to be bringing in different people from the community and have conversations, whether it be about the realization of sex work or whether it be about the body dysphoria portions of it, but the ways that we have come through our hardest moments and we've conquered them and become stronger humans for this and speaking our truth. And with last week, I think it ended on the 22nd, but it was Transgender Awareness Week. And so I have personally gone through four deaths from trans people alone that have killed themselves because they didn't feel like they had an outlet. And I don't want my personal story to come from where I came from with not having the love and support, with not having this connection, not having I had the friendships, but I didn't have a real connection. I didn't have a podcast to go to. I didn't have the people I do now to have a phone call with or whatever it is. And I know that because of legislation and policies and all of these different elements to this, our trans youth are really suffering. And I know our schooling, depending on where you live, I'm very blessed to be in Colorado right now because I know that my state takes care of me. I know that people in, other states don't have it as easy. And I know that there has been a lot of situations with bathrooms, and even being a person now, I'm terrified to go into a bathroom. I have had my ribs kicked in, I've been beaten up in the bathroom. It has been really, really hard. And I don't want that for other people. So I want to pave a real path for our youth, for these people, for people needing connection, because the world, we're doing so much more than just speaking out. We're really creating divine change, because in the world that we live in right now, we're seen, being trans people are seen as weirdos. And I just don't get it. I get it because this is what I've heard, and this is the type of speech that I was brought up in. Hearing that trans people are mentally ill, hearing that trans people are freaks, watching shows where being trans or cross-dressing or trying to just be your most authentic self is seen as some kind of weird mental disorder. And I want to completely dim that out and really bring in real people. I know that Cameron Esposito she is an incredible inspiration for me, but she has a podcast called Query, and she brings on a lot of famous up-and-coming people that are doing a lot, that are in the community, that are speaking out, and that's been a real inspiration for this podcast for me. But I want to kind of come from a different place in bringing on different trans guys, bringing on trans women, bringing on lesbians, gays, bi, like everyone in the community, and just hear their experiences and hear their stories on a day-to-day world where, you know, there is real struggles, there is different things. And so with that being said, I would like all of you, I will post this and I will have the link up to my email. I would love to hear back from you. I would love to hear certain things that you would all like to hear, certain stories, and I am going to dedicate about 15 minutes of each podcast to a question and answer situation or a story. And so I would really love everything to be very respectful 100% of the time. I am not about disrespect. I want to be respected. I want my time to be respected, and I want my community to be respected. But I would love to hear stories. You know, maybe one week we'll do like a bathroom story or whatever it is. I would love to bring that into fruition and hear the experiences that you've all been through and create this on that platform. So I would love to do that. And at the end of every single podcast, I know that, as I said about Yoga Nidra, it has helped me greatly. And if it's not for you, it's not for you. And I bless that. I'm not trying to force everyone to do this. This is not what it's about. I'm going to put this at the very end of each podcast. And you can either participate or you can just tune off. But I am going to do a 10 to 15 minute Yoga Nidra session every single podcast to help at least give an outlet to some that are really seeking that. But I just want to say thank you again. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being with me in this moment. And I cannot wait to bring forth this vision, to bring forth the stories, and to hear from each and every one of you. Thank you so much.